Yes, good afternoon. My name is Tom Nassif. I'm president and CEO of Western Growers. We represent the fresh produce industry, approximately 50% of all the produce that's consumed in this country. Last weekend, I had the pleasure and privilege of celebrating the birth of this grand nation as an independent country, free from persecution and despots, a place where we can rejoice with our children and grandchildren a brave heritage, formed by men and women who dared dream of a better life. From our founding, political rivals have been at each other's throats, fighting to prevail over their opponents. Yet somehow our founders were able to rise above their intense rivalries and articulate a Constitution and Bill of Rights that form the heart of America. More recently, we marked the 50th anniversary of the signing of the Civil Rights Act of 1964. So much of the commentary around that occasion focused on the way political opponents came together for the greater good of our nation. They understood the risk, but they also understood how history would treat them and commend them for their leadership and their courage. When it comes to immigration reform, some ask, and understandably so, where have all the statesmen gone? Have we failed to pass on the art of compromise, which allowed us to bring people with vastly different beliefs together for the greater good? Has our ultimate goal become preserving individual power or party dominance? Or is it to regain our power as a nation whose principles were so deftly articulated in the formation of this country? Those of us who advocate for immigration reform legislation have made our case clearly and convincingly, and the voters support us overwhelmingly. Agriculture has been on the playing field advocating for immigration reform as long as any industry. The need for reform is real and is critical, as 70% of our workforce is falsely documented. We've made a strong case over the years about why reform is critical to the survival of a domestic agricultural industry. Yet what is accomplished? Is it really impossible to find common ground? Aren't there reasonable people in both parties that could conceive of a fair and sound solution and act in the spirit of compromise to enact it? Of course there are. So why aren't they allowed to do so? What motivates legislators to avoid voting on anything that would change our immigration laws? Are the existing laws so effective? Are our borders so secure that legislation is not needed? Those who put conditions on reform are the same people who prevent solutions to the problems they are claiming to embrace solving. You know, we all have dreams, those who came to this country the legal way, those who are willing to risk personal injury as well as separation from their families and country with the hope of supporting their loved ones who came here illegally, and that for them was a heavy price to pay. What would it take for us to separate ourselves from our spouses and our children? Only desperation. We support our legislators. Requirement that those who come here illegally pay a price for their offense, but not one that amounts to economic capital punishment. If our leaders cannot come to an agreement, agricultural producers will continue innovating and creating jobs. They will simply do this to an increasing degree in other countries. This result is not in our national interest. So while many in the legislature believe that immigration reform is dead, this is a race we can't afford to lose. So my advice to the Congress is, ladies and gentlemen, restart your engines. We need to move forward.
Dan Enoch, I'm with a newsletter called AgriPulse. Mr. Nassif, could you just comment on how bad things are or what the situation is with agriculture, especially in the Central Valley and in Arizona? Are crops rotting in the fields and for lack of a workforce, and or will they be?
Well, we've been hit with a right and a left, both with the immigration, the failure of immigration reform to occur. We were about 25% short of labor before this started. The left jab was the drought in California, which is now 3 years long, one of the most severe in history. And, of course, a lot of crops are not going to be planted. And some people may say, well, if you don't have water for growing crops, why do you need labor? But the truth is that not every area is affected by the drought in California. And the need was so severe that people were offering extraordinary wages to try and get people to do something like picking strawberries, where on a piece rate you can make over $30 an hour, and we're unable to get enough people to harvest strawberries. Now, this is not going to get better, because when you tighten up the border, less people are going to be able to come in to do the work. You keep people here who are illegal, who might want to go home and return someday, from actually doing that. But in the end, it's going to be a question of, do we continue to grow the crops we did? Are we going to reduce the crops we grow, the ones that require the labor? Are we going to go to other crops like growing wheat and hay and other things which are a lot easier and less expensive to grow? Or are we going to expand our production to foreign countries? Well, the main answer has been, take things out of production in California, perhaps Arizona, and move them to foreign countries. We have, since 2000, doubled the amount of agricultural imports from foreign countries. Now, how much of that is due to the fact that many domestic producers are now producing in countries that are friendly and have an adequate labor supply? And adding to that, well, all I know is if agriculture creates 2 to 3 non-farm jobs for every on-farm job, that they're creating those jobs in a foreign country. And that labor supply, the lack of it, will continue to exacerbate our economic woes and force us abroad.
To support Tom's point, a real live example, one of our member companies, Cargill, we probably all share that member, food manufacturer, has said that without migrant workers, Cargill would consistently be short 10 to 40% of the workers necessary at any given site.
And you have, if you go to productive agriculture, move away from the crops, dairy industry today, poultry industry, much of the meat industry today, can't function also without immigrant workers. There just isn't a domestic labor force that's available in Mississippi or even in parts of Michigan for dairy operations. We just don't find, like, young people want to get up and milk cows 7 days a week.